Back in 2011, TCU cornerback Jason Verrett got a rather rude awakening to major college football. In his first game for the Horned Frogs after a year at junior college, Verrett was on the wrong end of Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin III's 359 passing yards and five touchdowns. It's a game Verrett has never forgotten.
That game pretty much opened up my career. You know, it was a little roller coaster ride for me in my first collegiate game, but I mean, after that, I was a two-time All-American, so I felt like that game pretty much showed me how to handle adversity. I mean, after that game, I was a little low. You know, as a corner, I mean, you're gonna have ups and downs, but I was able to overcome that.
Verrett became one of the best corners in the nation, and he's now pegged as a first-round draft pick despite being just 5'9", but size has never held him back, and neither did a major injury. Verrett tore the labrum in his shoulder in the third game of 2013, missed just one game, and played the rest of the season wearing a brace in practice, but not during games.
I mean, it wasn't too painful. I mean, it's a physical game. I mean, you're going to have to play injured sometimes just to get through the season. That's what I had to do. I felt like I showed toughness throughout my whole career. You know, being the size that I am, I'm going to have to be a lot more physical than the bigger guys. I felt like I showed that.
Verrett put off shoulder surgery until after the scouting combine and his pro day, and he expects to be fully ready for his first NFL training camp. He played both the slot and outside corner spots at TCU, and he has always found ways to compensate for his lack of height. With 30 pass breakups plus 8 interceptions over the last two seasons, his film speaks to that.
Just being a smaller guy, I mean, you're going to have to play a lot smarter. You know, you're going to have better technique, not try to focus on getting too much of your hands on guys and just moving your feet and trying to stay in this frame, stay square. I feel like I covered some pretty good receivers that are in college. I covered some that are in the NFL now that are doing well, Kenny Steele, Stedman Bailey. I just feel like, you know, once I step into the league, I'm going to have to show veterans that I could play, get in the film room, you know, try to do everything to make sure I can start.